Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
To our next guest, we love the fact that the Panthers signed him in the offseason. Cannot wait to see him tote the rock for the Panthers. We got to talk about the upcoming season, less than 2 weeks to training camp, and we got to let him get the word out about his football camps. You know, he's doing one back in Pennsylvania where he's from, but he's doing one here in Charlotte that I'm sure a lot of you might want to know about. So let's help him get the word out about that. He is Panther running back Miles Sanders, and he joins us here on the Mac and Bone Show. Miles, thank you for coming on, man. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing good, man. We appreciate you. So we're less than 2 weeks away from camp. Like, we're so fired up about you guys, about this team, about the coaching staff, all the new players. Like, we're ready for you to go to camp like yesterday. Like, we're ready to start. Are you at that point where you're ready to go to training camp, or are you not? Could you handle another couple weeks of vacation? How you feeling about that?
No, it's actually, you know, when it gets to this point, time starts going by fast. So I'm about ready to, get ready to work, you know, and get this season on.
One guy that you know well, and we're getting to know now as he's the assistant head coach for the Panthers, is Deuce Staley. You're reunited with Deuce. What makes Coach Staley, in your view, such a special guy to play for?
What makes him a special guy to me is that it's just his passion for the game. I think it really separates him from all the other coaches that I've coached with. And I have some really good coaches, but Deuce is unique in his own way. He puts his heart, his literal heart, into everything he does, and he lives this game through us. And he tells us that every day. He wishes he can still play, but he can't. So that's why he's so passionate about this game. And most of the times he's not really always on football terms. You know, he cracks jokes. You know, he's a fun guy, always having fun, cracking jokes. And the meeting room is even worse. You can barely get through film, but it's all love, and it's all love at the end of the day. And he's a great guy, and it's all from a good heart at the end of the day. And that's why I love him to death, and I'll do anything for him.
Yeah, he seems like that sort of coach through a brick wall.
So would we, and we just watch him on YouTube, you know?
Yeah, he fires us up, man, just watching on that, you know, Panther Behind the Scenes series. He had us fired up. When he told Shaq in one of y'all's OTA practices, come on, Shaq, you're going to make a play. You hadn't made one all day. I mean, I was dying.
Yeah, that's how he is all day. He's going to challenge what he does is before every practice, he's over there on the defense is talking smack. So he gets the defense fired up, gets them all mad and stuff, and we have a great practice at the end of the day.
Spirited, man. I love that. That's the way when Cam Newton was here. That's the way him and Thomas Davis would do that, and everybody else would kind of rise to the occasion. We're talking to Miles Sanders, brand new Panthers running back. He says he's ready for training camp in Spartanburg. Let's talk about this team that you are a part of. Obviously, you come from one of the most talented teams in the NFL. You guys in Philly losing in the Super Bowl to Kansas City. This situation is a bit different. You're trying to build something here. But, like, how good do you think this group is? I mean, and how competitive can y'all be this year right away?
I believe we can be as good as we put our minds to it. I mean, people will say we look good on paper. Or we got a lot of talent, a lot of young talent, got some vets on the team, too. But, you really create a championship team between OTAs and training camp. So, and we're about to get into training camp, and that's where stuff's going to really matter. But I have a good feeling about these guys. These guys work, and that's the main thing I'm noticing in OTAs. We got a very, very good young quarterback that's being mentored by a very, very, very good quarterback, future Hall of Famer, Andy Dalton, that I have a lot of respect for. And, you know, you got guys like Adam Thielen that's mentoring the receivers, and that's a great guy to, you know, take notes from. And we got a decent O-line that I love. Oh, I love the film. I love watching the film. And the defense is stacked. But, you know, we all got to put it together each and every season. It's a different season every year. So
Miles, you had 50 catches in your first year in Philadelphia. Dropped off a little bit, I think, because Philadelphia kept adding more weapons in the receiving game. But how ready are you to get back to catching the ball more out of the backfield and becoming that dual threat here in Charlotte?
I'm beyond ready. I'm just ready to do whatever I can to help the team win. And if that's catching the ball more, that's I'd love to do that, just to showcase what I could do, you know.
All right, so you've been in these OTA practices so far and minicamp with Bryce Young. This whole city has fallen in love with Bryce Young. We are so starved to have. Like, you saw it in Philadelphia. When you got that dude at quarterback, man, it takes you to another level. What have you noticed from him? Like, what do we not know about Bryce Young from watching him on TV that you notice in practice that impressed you?
I've said it the same thing in every interview when they ask. All I can say, man, the guy is sharp. The guy is a sharp guy. Kudos to Nick Saban and what he's doing in Alabama, because he's doing a heck of a job. And like I said, he's sharp. He's there early, last one leaving. The main thing, a part of his game that I've noticed is, you know, his pocket presence. His pocket presence is amazing to me, and he has a quick release. And he makes smart decisions, too, so he doesn't really force passes, and he has a nice touch, a lovely touch on the ball. Yeah. And, yeah, he's a big fan. He's like a humble, cocky, not cocky, but, like, he's talking in a humble way, in the humblest way. Like, he knows who he is, and I think we're a good hand.
Miles, one thing with you that we're excited about is not just what you're going to do as a football player, but what you're going to do for the city of Charlotte, for kids in Charlotte. You're doing stuff in Pennsylvania as well, but on July 23rd, your foundation, the Sanders Dream Foundation, you're hosting a free camp at Rocky River High School, and that's at milessandersfootballcamp.com. Tell people what giving back to young people means to you.
Oh, man. It means giving back, really. It's just me just looking back to when I was a kid. The idea of starting the Sanders Dream Foundation was to work with my mom to create a platform to all of my community efforts as a professional, and recognize my reach and influence. It's really important for me to create opportunities and inspire communities similar to the one I grew up in, Pittsburgh. You know, I remember just being a kid at these Pittsburgh Steelers football players' camps, and, you know, just looking at them as if they're superheroes. You know, these kids look at us as these amazing people, and, you know, all we can do is just show great examples into them being into what we are, or, you know, inspiring them to do whatever they want to be, whether if it's not being an athlete. And that's just my main thing of doing this. So, yes. Yeah.
And that's a milessandersfootballcamp.com, Rocky River High School, July 23rd, free camp. That is awesome. What an immediate impact, Mac, he's already making. Before he even gets to training camp, he's affected people here.
No,
right?
I love that, man.
Yeah, I got one more thing to say. If you're a kid listening right now, or a parent listening right now that has kids, the camp is for six years old to 13, and there is July 23rd. Head over to milessandersfootballcamp.com. We only have 100 registration spots left for Charlotte.
Okay.
Sweet. Okay, so people better get over there to milessandersfootballcamp.com.
I'm glad you gave the ages, because my man Mac over here is a Penn State fan. I thought he was going to try to jump in your camp.
Oh, you know. Bone, don't get us started, man. You know I got to talk about the Nittany Lions.
I know what's
with
happening.
My man Miles Sanders. All right, so Miles, here's my question. I love this Penn State team right now. I love the young stud quarterback, first year starter. I love the way Franklin's recruiting. But we got these
what
two.
What about the running back?
Oh, the running backs. Back. Oh, my God. Seriously. What a tandem of sophomore running backs. You're right. I got to give the running backs love, bro. But here's my problem.
Do I need to step away from it? Would you guys have a moment here?
Why don't you see yourself out? Here's the problem, though. Freaking Ohio State and Michigan are a pain in my rear end, man. Can we get past those two, dude?
Yes, we can. I think this year, with the new quarterback being up there, you know, I heard he's very talented, but, you know, only time will tell. The only for sure thing is some of those receivers and those two running backs. Man, lean on them. to win those games because I'm telling you, those running backs are different. And I know Coach Franklin is over there loving that, especially Coach Sider. But I would lean on those two backs, you know, get them out catching the ball a little bit more, get them more involved. Between them two, they need about 40 touches total. And, yeah, and that's just a fact. I'm not going to lie. Those guys are two future first-round, second-round draft picks.
Studs. Man. No doubt.
Miles, we have a fan question here. It comes from a man you might know. It's J.J. Jansen, listening from Charlotte, North Carolina, one of your teammates. And J.J. would like to know, diehard fan of the show, would like to know, is he your favorite special teamer? And if yes, what makes J.J. so great?
Oh, J.J. is awesome. J.J. is awesome. Yes, of course he's my favorite. He's always in a good mood in the locker room. He's bringing the vibes all the time. And he's just a mediator for everything. You know, he's got some years in the league, and he has all the respect for me, but J.J. is definitely one of my favorites. Shout out to you, J.J.
I love
it's unreal.
It.
It's unbelievable.
It was shameless by J.J., but he is lovable. We love him here. He comes on all the time, Miles, and takes over our show, bro.
He was upset. He wants Miles on his Cart Talk show, and he said this might mess up his bookings.
that's my guy right there.
Hey, one last thing, because I'm from Pennsylvania, like you. I told you I'm a Penn State fan. You've been your whole life up there, right? You know, playing ball up there. Now you're down here in the South. I love, as a Pennsylvania native, I love it down here. I've been down here almost 20 years. I go back to visit, but I want to stay here forever. What do you like about Charlotte? Because being in the South is different for you, right? What do you like about being here?
The Southern hospitality in Carolina, period. Because, I ended up getting a house kind of across the borderline, like in South Carolina, so I'm everywhere. The Southern hospitality here is real. Everybody is extremely nice, which is kind of new to me, you know, being in Philly. It's kind of the opposite. It's a little opposite.
That is hilarious.
I love it, though. The only thing I got to get used to is this heat, which, I mean, I work out in the heat a lot, you know. I train in Houston, but I love it out here. I'm not going to lie. It's peaceful where I live and relaxing. I can see just being 10 times more focused out here, and I really love it. I've been in the state of PA for 25 years of my life, and finally getting out of the state, so I'm extremely excited.
That's cool, man. Very cool, and you're going to love it, man. Great place to live, and yes, maybe a little calmer than Philly. Maybe a little calmer.
A little bit.
We'll get worked up, but not that worked up. All right, Miles, everybody, MilesSandersFootballCamp.com. Hurry up, limited number, free camp. See if you can get your kids involved. Miles, we'll see you at Spartanburg, man, and we're looking forward to the season. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Wake up weekday mornings with Mac and Bone, only on Sports Radio 92.7 FM WFNZ.
The official home of the Charlotte sports fan.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.